Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Do we have a meeting right now or?
We're supposed to, yeah.
Yeah.
About E Holdings, yeah.
Yes.
We were supposed to have it last week and I could not make it. I had a
Yeah, no, yes.
could not get there and I couldn't say anything until afterwards. Was there other folks on before, or are you the only one that's logged on?
Pardon?
Has anyone else logged on, or did the people come and go? I was wondering.
No, you mean now this meeting? No, I've only seen myself. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe people are on vacation.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think probably Owen might be on vacation because he usually is always here.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's someone.
Here's someone else.
Now, for me, it's only 8 o'clock in the morning. So
Uh-huh.
I moved it from 7 a.m. my time. So
Oh,
I'm
that's better.
trying to set myself up for success
Yeah,
in A, making it to the meeting, and B, being reasonably awake.
oh, yes.
Hello, Becca.
Hey, Zorian, how's it going?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
All right. Not
How
quite
was
as
your stuff?
early over here, but still on the early end of my day.
Yeah, it's early for summer, right? So, how is your summer going?
It's been a very busy summer. How about you?
My job as an implementation person, the first half of the summer is crazy because everyone implements and goes live in May. And then we're supporting them in June. And then the second half is kind of pretty
Well, that's
slow.
nice. I hope you enjoy that.
I mean, I still got, it's still not like my old job where I used to work as a librarian. I had a 9 month contract where I had the summer off. So it's
Oh,
still a lot.
wow. That's great.
Yeah. So I went from that to working where I'm at now, which is a lot more days. But what's so busy? Is it just do you have like summer classes or that's missed?
No, it's the fiscal year for us makes it kind of a busy cycle.
Yes. It's yeah. Hello, Catherine. All right. Okay, so looks like folks have joined us. So I think we have enough people to start. I apologize for last week. Something came up and I could not even like get to a device to message this group until halfway through the meeting time yesterday last week. So I apologize. Thank you all for coming today. We do like we were just discussing. I think there's not as many folks as there maybe usually is because of summer. People on vacation. I think maybe Owen's on vacation. But if you are okay with, us having kind of a shorter conversation about the topics, we can do that today.
What do you think yourself? Should we
Well, I wasn't planning
put
on like, making a whole roadmap out of a conversation like this. It was just more like I think it's in I think it's an ongoing thing, right? The main topic I want to discuss is like, well, what do folks, if we had to brainstorm without serious limitations, what folks want E Holdings to be, or what it doesn't do, or whatever flavor of that, let's have that conversation or have it start having it with the idea that this can, this set of ideas can further inform, can further be turned into user stories that could be acted upon in the future, right? We've already done some of that, and those changes are being done. Does that answer your question? Becca, Catherine, are you okay with that?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so let's see. Let me go. What was the first thing? I think I had. I don't have too many update before we get into that. I don't have any too many updates about development. It's stuff that's coming out in Sunflower is out. Yeah, I don't think very many folks have implemented or been updated to Sunflower yet, so you all won't see that for a while, but that's the search and MCL table in the package record. They're working on for Trillium, I think the platform, the vendor page of eHolding. So when you go to like Sage and you look at all the package list of packages available in Sage, they're working on the equivalent functionality for that. That's one of the things they're working on in Trillium. The other big thing that they're working on or starting to work on is, this is more of a back-end thing, is they released new updated API endpoints for Holdings IQ. And Khalila's team is looking at how they want to implement that, and if there's new functionality that we should add while we're doing that, right? I don't think there's too much new. Like I've said before, all new functionality in our case means not necessarily new functionality in HLM, but new functionality that's been turned into an API that we can actually put into holding, that we can use to put something into eHolding. So they're looking at that. I think they're doing like a analysis of that right now. But that's going to be something they're working on and probably start doing in Trillium. And my understanding, I don't know if this has come up in other SIGs that you've been in, but Trillium is going to be a much longer release than Sunflower. They're going to spend, I think the development time is longer. And I think they're using a lot of it to kind of fix bugs or fix little things instead of trying to do a bunch of new big things. So that's kind of where we're at development wise. Certainly less development there was early a few months ago, but there's still work being done, which I think historically is still a lot. Does anyone have any questions about that? All right. Okay. So let's see. I want to see the best way to capture this conversation. I'm going to use a very basic way of taking notes, which is a Word document. Okay. I'm going to share my screen. All right, I'm going to just use this to jot down stuff and have you be able to see it. I could probably put this, I probably could do this in Jira Confluence somewhere, but I had my computer set up and I thought I had my computer set up yesterday to be all set up when I got to my desk, and my computer updated overnight and closed everything. So I'm kind of winging it right now. Okay, so in your mind, what, maybe let's start with what you're unhappy about. What do you wish that eHoldings could do? Slash, what is, I'm trying to, I think these are two different separate questions, but I kind of want to clump them together. What do you want, wish eHoldings could do? Doesn't necessarily have to be in relation to HLM. I know that's kind of what the easy way to kind of stack it. But also, what is frustrating about eHoldings and how it's currently designed? How can we make that, let's start with that to kind of define kind of categories of areas of want or areas of dissatisfaction. Hopefully that makes sense. And it can be anything. This is like a high level conversation. We're not trying to write user stories with this document. So
Well, to be honest, I haven't thought so much about brainstorming. I mean, for this meeting, I haven't prepared so much, so I don't have so much to say really, and I haven't discussed with my colleagues because they are on vacation. I'm very sorry, but
Are you at, just to clarify, what institution are you at?
I'm in Sweden, at Chalmers University,
Okay, got it.
Chalmers. And
Yes.
I must admit that I used to go to HLM mostly,
Yeah.
because I find it overall easier to navigate.
That's a pretty bold statement right there, because HLM is not the, you know. It's an EBSCO admin, which is notorious. And I work for EBSCO, and I'm saying that, so it was easier to
Not
use.
that not that necessarily it's very easy in EBSCO, but
Yeah.
I think it's hard to say why, but I can sort and I can browse more easy
More
in
sorting
EBSCO.
out.
I can no, not more sorting, but I can sort and browse. Yes, that's correct. More sorting. Well,
I was saying options, not,
yeah,
yeah.
options. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I have more space. It's big. I'm in folio. It's more compact. It's smaller,
Yeah, I
the
think.
area where I can sort and browse.
Are you talking about in the search menu or
Yeah,
within
that's
the main search area where the search bar is on the left?
left. And then when I go, if I, for example, search for a provider, let me see. It was a, so I must take a look now myself to
Yeah,
see
no, it's okay.
how it is. Yeah. First, I go to provide, and then I have the packages. Yeah, it's quicker in HLM. I can more quickly select what I have selected and what I have unselected. I can sort it. It's easier to sort because in Folio I have to click on the little on the search time glass, the search glass, and then I have to select X selection status. So
Oh, the selected, yeah.
it's
So
more steps than
does HLM default to only showing what you have, like what you have selected?
yeah, but even if it hasn't, if in, even if it's not default, I can ease it. I can just click a tick a box.
It does it dynamically. You don't have to hit search again.
No, not as I remember. And also the function, I don't know if it's available in Folio, but in HLM I can, if I search. If I have a title in a package, then I can see the other packages that this title is available in. What it's called in HLM. Let me see here. Just a second.
Do you want to share your screen? Where are you
Yeah,
looking?
I can do that. Yes, I can do that.
Yeah, I'm imagining, but my imagination
I can.
brought half
I
a
can
cup of coffee.
share. Let me see there.
Share the chat.
I have to log on first to EBSCO admin. What I meant was like this. Just a second. You see, for example, if I, well, whatever I have a title in a package. Let me see here. Okay. this package, and then I have the titles. And if I open the title, I can go the here view other packages. That's I mean that's the only one thing that I think is very it can be very useful, and I'm not sure if we have it in Folio.
Not from within the package record, as far as I know.
So like this.
The only way to get to that is from by searching the title directly in the title search.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a thing that everybody needs all the time, but I think it's nice.
I think it is, and so when you like when you say it's nice, like what is the use case for it? Like when.
When I'm not sure where is the best place to active to select the title, or do I have this title in many places? Do I have it selected in many places?
But so this would be in when your starting place though would be in one package.
Well, not
Are you starting with
yes,
that? Like if you're going
sometimes.
back to like, yeah, no. So like, if you have know the title. And you just want to know if you're starting with a title, and you know the title, and you know the vendor,
No,
the publisher,
then I will not go this way, but
right? And that's what I'm asking. It's like if you're
yeah.
looking for, is this to figure out how to turn on like a larger package
Yeah.
with multiple titles?
Yeah, yes. Just
Okay.
sometimes it's confusing because we purchase something from a vendor and we have something selected from before. We have a package selected from before, but now we have purchased something bigger, and we don't know. Do we have to keep the package A, and do we also need package B? I mean, like to get the full picture about the coverage in the different packages.
Yeah. Right.
I cannot really explain so good, but I like
No,
it because
no. I know. I
it's
know
so
what you're
very
talking about.
quick. Yeah, it's so quick. You can go very quickly all over the place in
I
HLM.
think,
All of it.
yes.
And I don't. I just see titles from different views and so on. But
Right.
it's not that
So.
easy in
What you're
Folio.
describing to me reminds me of this is kind of the if one was to say e-resource management, regardless of the system, is an art and a science. This is the art part of it. The
Yes, there are,
yeah,
yes.
very like it's a problem you're trying to solve is really hard.
I
You
don't
know,
know.
it's very vague. It's not vague, but like it takes many different forms, and there's different ways to
Yes.
not like a straightforward way to build into an interface to solve it.
Yeah. Maybe
Because
if I can think, if I have more time to think, I can come up with
yeah,
a
sure.
case,
No,
but I don't have a case
I
right
think
now.
I just from what you're saying and you showed me, I know what you're talking about. In terms of, I think Elsevier might be a good, Elsevier Science Direct journal packages, you know, because they can be customized so much.
Yes.
You know, the packages where you have like a, there's the package, and then there's like a core set of titles that you can just choose individually. I think those ones, are use cases for this where there's never really going to be a perfect package in a knowledge base, whether it's HLM or whatever, and you have to kind of compare a bunch. It's the comparing part.
Yeah, but
Right.
very big packages, I think you can download and compare in Excel.
Have you thought about using a new functionality in HLM that's I think it's called the comparison tool or
I've heard about it, but I haven't I haven't tried it out yet.
I think that one you can nominally compare two packages, at least two, maybe more. And that might, I don't know how it breaks down coverage, which is another key important component of this, I'm sure. But
Sorry, we talked about HLM,
yeah.
but
Well, right, and that's the thing is like it I think the barrier to using E holdings is that this is already a pretty vague, ephemeral process that you're like workflow you're talking about, right? And it's one that you've been doing probably for a long time. And it's like I said, like no matter how you build the interface, there's not going to be a way to like solve this problem easily, right? So you it's much easier to keep doing that in HLM than to not necessarily figure out how to do any E holdings, but like it's a different set of clicks, it's a different set of, it's not that E holdings. I think well, you could probably find a way to do this in E holdings, right? But
Maybe.
right, but there's like not a enough why for this particular case, which is vague but really important, like why change your workflow out of HLM, right? And I think that's important to note. Like that's the barrier to E holdings is not necessarily just E holdings is not functional. It's just some things, some workflows in ERM are very you can't solve with the interface easily, I think. So thank you for sharing that. That's I think really interesting. And I do want to share this is not like I'm sure you can go back to your colleagues I know that and ask them for more feedback, but like this was not meant to be like a come with prepared either. It's meant to be a whatever comes to the top of your head sort of exercise. So that's, I'm glad that you mentioned that. Does anyone have any other thoughts? Based on their experience in e-holdings, based on things they've heard from other folks at your institution that may use e-holdings or HLM.
I haven't thought so much more about it, really. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah, Zorian, I'm also sorry. I can't think of anything this morning.
No, it's okay. It's fine. It's okay. I think about like a more and we can always come back to this question. I can come with more like questions. I can make this more structured. I figured I'd just start with the least less structure first to kind of get the kind of feedback that Lars just gave. I don't want to ask leading questions either. That's why I'm hesitating to ask questions. Becca, I guess not to single you out. What does your workflows look like for ERM? Like, do you use eHoldings? Do you use HLM? Do you use both? Why? Like, and if
Yeah,
those are big questions, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
You can put me on the spot. That's fine. I'd say when we're most likely, or when I'm most likely to use eHoldings, is sort of at the point of setup or onboarding of a new resource because I'm in the Folio system anyway, and it's just kind of right there. So, for us, that would usually start probably with, creating an organization order, POL, all of that stuff. And then jumping from there into eHoldings to activate the resource to search for it, whether it's a, a title or a package. And that's when we're most likely to use it. We, in regular management, a lot of the time we do go to HLM, and I think it's sort of, as Lars pointed out, it's just a little bit more quick to move around in. One thing though that ELM does seem to be a little bit better at, sorry, eHolding seems to be a little bit better at, is that HLM is just down for me sometimes. We get lots of error messages in our institution where we just can't access the platform at all, and that has not happened to me in eHoldings so far. So it's always great to have it as a backup, I guess is what I'm saying.
It's interesting that you say that HLM is down, but eHoldings works because
I think
eHoldings
it's
is.
more that we can't log in. I'm not sure that the actual
Is
platform
it
is
more like an
down.
EBSCO admin login issue thing
So
than.
usually I can log into EBSCO admin and I might even be able to navigate around, the databases and some of the other tabs. But when I go to HLM specifically, we get sort of an error message. It's not just me, it's others in our institution too. Just kind of
Huh.
an error message and you just can't log in at all. But in those instances, you're right. I usually am still able to, just tab into eHoldings and manage things there. But I
So
think
to summarize what you said, you were, and I'm going to share my screen so you can see what I'm typing.
I guess the
Summarize.
big thing is eHoldings is easy when we're onboarding new resources. It's, better to stay in the Folio system a little bit faster. But for troubleshooting, we usually do go to HLM.
Okay. Is it fair to say like troubleshooting slash long-term management?
Yeah. A lot of time we do some deselecting in HLM as well, or some exports can just be a little bit easier.
So yeah, for you it's easier to because you're in acquisitions in Folio and then going to either you're going to the ERM apps or you're going to eHoldings for activation. That just is the most straightforward approach because it's all within the same system.
Yeah,
With
because then
a
we'll go
caveat,
to agreements and we'll link the eHoldings to the agreements.
you make agreements before or after activation?
In most cases, probably before. In most cases, we'll go from the order and the POL into agreements and then from agreements to activate eHoldings.
I always wonder about that. Like, a long time I assumed it was like the way I think the way you described it, where you start an acquisitions and then you create agreements and a license, maybe, and then you do eHoldings. But I was, sometimes I wonder folks skip that stage and do it after they turn it on because they want it turned on right away. That's why I asked that. Or when you're activating something, when you, let's say you have a new vendor, let's say I don't know what your holdings are, but let's say you've never had anything from Wiley before, and you get Wiley database, one Wiley online database model package, whatever they call it now. In my understanding, you still have to go to HLM, not even HLM, you have to go to EBSCO admin to make that available in EDS, correct?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways that we could make that available. We could go in EBSCO admin over in the customized services. In both databases, we can set up a database for kind of like a stream of metadata. In custom links, we can narrow that stream by collection sometimes, if allowed. But then holdings management is what allows us to activate the resource and make sure that it gets in the journal search too.
Okay. Right, but so if you turned it on just in Folio without going to that step you just mentioned, it wouldn't actually get to EDS.
No, like the regular metadata would not, no.
Does that extra step, like, I mean, I suppose it's pretty rare to get something completely new, like in that way, right? Like, it's how often do you have to do that?
Probably, we have kind of a big collection over here, so probably not that often. If we were getting a brand new resource or vendor for whatever reason, it's probably a really small vendor who might not actually have any metadata connected to EDS. But yeah, that, I mean, theoretically, that could happen.
Right. Okay. Okay. Interesting. That's good to know, because I always assume that the double activation step that we're talking, that you just described, is, I think, for people who've only been on EDS HLM, that people don't really, they kind of just, like you said, you don't have to do it very often, but folks coming from other systems like Summon 360 or Alma are
Yeah, if
used
you
to
were
that kind of.
activating a lot of new resources, you'd have to do that.
Thank you for that. That's really interesting. So, when you're doing the initial activation, that's some of that searching that Lars was talking about. Like, do you have any, how, what are your pain points when looking for a patch to turn on?
When looking for a package, well, I think probably for us the most common pain point is sometimes the package, as it's sold to you, like the name that it's called is not the same as the name that might be listed in the system. So trying to find, the correct package that has all the right items and all the right coverage dates, what matches your invoice, that can be frustrating. I don't know if that's a problem that can be solved, in eHoldings though.
Yeah, no, that's, once again, that's the art part of the
Yeah,
sign. Yeah,
trying
you
to stuff
know,
it all out.
the certain set of structured creativity that goes into interpreting that, and then matching it up with titles and coverage and stuff like that.
Yeah,
It
I
would be
can't
nice.
think of a pain point that would be unique to eHoldings that we wouldn't also have in HLM, honestly, which I guess is a good thing.
Well, right, and you're using one for one thing and the other for another thing. You have them split out into two different, essentially, one's used in one stage of the workflow, the ERM life cycle, and the other one's used for the other stage, right? So you don't actually use eHoldings for deselection, you use it for activation.
We might use it for deselection, but honestly, we probably have been using HLM more regularly. If I'm at a point where I'm in Folio deleting many things, I might have to delete agreements or delete a license. That could be when I would use eHoldings to delete it, the whole thing.
Right.
I'm sorry, can I interfere?
Yeah.
Can, I think I will share my screen once again.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
Right.
no, someone else is here. Okay,
That was me. It was me. You
I
can
see. Yes,
tell me not to share.
I just wanted to show you one thing I have been thinking about. Let me see. Here, for example, here I'm. It's a very small package. This ex example, but in this view, in this view, I can see the coverage for these four titles. And but if I have a package in, oops, sorry, in E-Holdings, then I have to open its title to see the to be able to see the coverage. So I think
So,
it's convenient to see it on the same
yeah.
page.
So, is this at the package level? Can you go back one level? In
Yeah,
can you go back
package level, yes, package.
package level? So
Yeah.
this is changing. This is going to be changed in
Uh-huh.
Sunflower to show all that.
Oh, that's oh
It's turning
yes.
into a folio table to show all that information. Yeah, that's
Now I remember. Yeah, yes, good.
That's my pride and joy, claim to fame for e-holdings convening. And then we're trying to do that also at the provider level, but obviously you don't have coverage at a package level. But showing that kind of information in a table format, instead of just having a list of titles with no
Yes.
information.
Now that you say it, I can remember that you
Yeah, it's just taken. I've talked about it a while
yeah.
for a long time, and it hasn't shown up in most people's folios yet. Though
No,
it
no.
you'll get updated soon, and it'll be there, and it'll be hopefully very useful.
Yes. Because that makes it easier to get an overview if this is
Right.
the right package.
Right. So yeah, kind of that illustrates the we can't solve it with a specific UI change, but in general, UI changes that allow you to see quickly an overview of things you use to make decisions like coverage. You know, at a package level, it might be like provider or publisher, ISSN, ISBN, stuff like
Yeah.
that. That can be helpful.
Yes.
And HLM has all that kind of right now, right? It's got tables, everything is presented the same way. And eHoldings is not. eHoldings is kind of built a little bit differently with the same bricks as HLM. Okay, well, thank you for
Okay.
sharing. That's really helpful.
That's really exciting. Zorian, do I remember, are those columns going to be sortable?
Let me not, nope, so not right away.
Okay.
I know, I wanted them to be sortable too, but that's a back end of work that
Yeah. That's still
we gotta do.
exciting.
Yeah, we're getting there, right? I wanna see if I can. I showed that in a meeting, didn't I?
Yeah, that
You
was a few months ago, I think.
yeah, it should be available on Snapshots or the Bug Fest for
All right.
Sunflower. Definitely Snapshot, like the one you DQ admin login one should be sure. But I think I demoed that functionality earlier this year. So it just is taking a while to get to Sunflower, I think. For people, it was not a ransoms. I don't think it was a ransom. I don't think. Becca, since you mentioned workflows that go from acquisitions to agreements and then go to e-holdings, do you feel like there's a way that I know ac agreements are kind of integrated with order lines in the sense that you can, I
You
don't
can link
remember.
the agreement line to the POL.
Yeah, but I think that link can only be set up via the agreement side of things, not from the order side. Do you feel like there it would be beneficial to have some more integration of that nature, but having it be able to be initiated within the POL? So, you know, like in the POL, if you want to, you can do a title search of inventory and link to an instance, right? Having something like this is me just spitballing out of thin air, but having something like that, but having it search e-holdings within the POL to find the package and activate it and attach it as an agreement. Well, We're getting ahead of ourselves here. Like, it would have to still be an agreement line with the current way things are set up. But something like that's a
That I would
constant.
want to think about that. That's an interesting because I think right now our workflows are just sort of built around, the kind of order of operations that Folio demands. You have to have an
Yeah.
organization before you can have an order. You have to have a POL before you can have an agreement. I would want to think about how we might be able to use that if that became available earlier in the process.
Yeah. And the chicken and the egg thing is like, we wouldn't want to put that ahead of the process unless you told us to, essentially. And that's not, I don't even know, that's probably like more of a Dennis, AXIG thing as well, right? But something I've been thinking of too, because like you describe your work, like a lot of this work goes in that order. And I think the general order is, if you take it outside of, if you make it system agnostic, the order is, you look for something that you want, whatever collection and development scenario you use, and then you license it, and you negotiate a license, and then you pay for it. Then you need to activate it to make it available, whatever MARC records or, EDS or both. And then you have to manage it, right? And currently, you can't really do any sort of steps to choose what you're going to get in Folio or even really in HLM. You can make a license record, you can create a vendor record, you can order agreement slash e holdings, kind of both the activation step, I think. But we can always choose to think about how do we shuffle fields around in Folio, so to speak, to better match that life cycle, right? That's how I'm trying to think about it. I'd like, in reality, is that something possible with how Folio is developed and how the dev teams are split up and how the apps are split up? I don't know. But like, to most extent, you're right. Like, the work is driven by the system, right? And how Folio is set up currently. I think folks want to hear at least, well, if we could set it up differently, how could we do that to help make it better?
Yeah, and I think I could maybe actually see a benefit to that too, because the point of linking it to the sorry, linking the POL to the instance is so that you can see exactly what that order is whenever you need to look that up. So I mean, I do see actually how that could be just as helpful with e-resources, especially names can be similar. It can be hard to differentiate one resource from another. So having that link there sort of at the time of creating the order might actually be useful in some cases.
Right. I think even, I mean, I don't know if this is technologically possible in Folio, but like when you go to the PO in the POL record, when you have the title search that I mentioned for inventory, so many times you're creating an order for like a package, actually, right?
Right, not just the title.
And there, well, you could put so many things in for that package, right? You can put on what's on the invoice, what you are going to turn on and e-holdings, and it would be interesting if you could just put in the search and put in the title of the package and e-holdings right there. Right now, how are you going to keep that synced until title packages change? I don't know. That's a question we keep coming back to in all these conversations.
Yeah.
That's
Or
a
if you've
bane.
got multiple packages linking to one, if you've got like a number of annual packages all trying to link to one order, that could be tricky as well.
Yeah. Well, it would be, they would each be POL, their own POL, I think, right? Under one order. Then this is, I don't want to get too far into like how you use orders too, because this is a whole nother
Yeah.
conversation, right? Especially with e-resources. But it would be affected by this too, right? Like ultimately, I think it's a conversation I start having. I think, I don't know, I don't go to a lot of acquisition SIGs. Most Dennis has talked about it in any way. I know he's had sessions where people talk to like the workflow of acquisitions, kind of long form. Like he has a big mural board and catches every step. But I think ultimately, increasing the linkages is how we get things like cost per use to actually work. Because
Yeah.
cost per use in Folio, if you're, EBSCO Folio, is coming from e-holding, coming from usage consolidation, right? And via the Holdings IQ API. And there's a lot of different ways we can generate that CPU number and lot of places we can display it. But I think when you're renewing in Folio, or renewal in Folio is really an orders app only kind of thing, right? Or maybe invoice. I guess suppose that's invoices too. But you don't really, I mean, I guess depending on how you do your agreements with start period, start
Yeah,
end date.
we update our end dates for
Yeah.
renewals.
I would love for that to be automated in some way too. Like,
Yeah.
just have an option to be like, set this to December, the January, December, or July, June, or custom, and then have it auto increments. That would be
Auto would
nice.
be wonderful, or even some kind of flag that lets you know something's coming up.
Well,
But auto would be wonderful.
the way to flag things coming up is the dashboard app, actually.
Yeah,
Like the
you set the kind of
Yeah, you can
day.
tell it. Yeah, you
Yeah.
said, show me everything that's coming up in the next 60 days or whatever.
Yeah, we do that.
Would be nice if we could build that into the orders app and use subscription from and to dates for that too. But I don't know. People are going to be like, that's duplicate functionality. I have lots of ideas, obviously. But the auto increment thing, I suppose, is meeting is for the other meeting for Owen to hear. But people talk about in the community about there's a workflows cross-app interaction or workflow SIGs, and how do we get information to flow across apps? And I feel like some of this is that, right? You have the acquisitions, like the getting something new part of it, and then you have the renewal aspect, right? And those are both variations of the cycle.
Right.
Actually, the more common one by far is renewal. You have to renew every you're renewing most of your stuff every year. You're not delete you're canceling it and getting a bunch of new stuff for the most part. With the exception of one
Probably
times.
renew.
Yeah, there's ebooks, right? Ebooks is we're not talking about we're ignoring ebooks at the moment, but and this can also be affected. I don't know. Do you use the EBSCOnet renewal integration?
No, someone else on my team handles that area, so I don't
Okay.
think so, but
Yeah, that affects it too. Like, I don't know how you and when you do rollover, do you set things to encumber, re-encumber automatically?
Yeah, I think we made a couple different decisions. Our acquisitions librarian knows more about this, but I think we set standing orders to encumber based on what had been spent the previous year, and then subscriptions had been set a little bit different and they didn't work last rollover.
Oh
So
no.
yeah, everything encumbered at zero, I think. I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's really helpful.
Yeah.
That's like maximum amount of work. Does that when it income I should know this. Is that oh, the order's already open. So that essentially all you need to do is just do the invoice for those again when they're ready.
Yep.
Yeah.
For the ongoing, yeah.
Yeah, so like if you do something like that, like your interaction is really just the invoice app every year, if it works, right? And rollover
Yeah.
every year is, I wish it was. But yeah, there's so many things. So there's, I think, two things we're coming up with here. There's like ways to improve the e-holding app within the app to help with management task activation or management tasks that you do. You may or may not do an HLM. You probably historically did do an HLM. It's kind of what we spoke about with Lars. And then there's how do we integrate eHoldings within Folio to be more useful as well, right? Because like one thing eHoldings can do that HLM cannot is interact with all of Folio in theory,
Right. Yeah.
right? We don't do we do that as much as we could? No, right? But we can if we want to, you know, we'd have to consider the syncing part, obviously. But I think maybe for future conversations, just a thing to think about, you know, for both of you. If you want to go back to your colleagues and
Yeah,
discuss
think
more
about where
stuff.
that might be useful.
Yeah, think of, you know, have your own sort of internal sessions like this. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm not telling you to what to do at your conversations in your own departments, right? But like having this, continuing to have this conversation, I think it is helpful to shape future development.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and understanding like what are the pain points. And pain points maybe sometimes is a strong way of saying it. It's just, you know, there's certain tasks that are very vague in e-resource management, like what Lars kind of really demonstrated that we can never fully solve, but we can always like make better or easier to do. Lars, I saw you unmuted.
Hold on.
Did you have something to say, or?
No.
Oh, I saw you unmuted, so I didn't know if you were.
No, it was just no way. It was no intention.
No worries. All right. Well, I don't want to keep us here for time. I think we've reached the end. Maybe a good point to stop this conversation. Thank you both for coming and staying. And I got some notes that I will try to work up. I know some stuff that I didn't quite write down in that document yet, but thank you for your feedback and thank you for the
Thank you.
conversation.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Zoran. See you next
Yeah.
time.
See you.
Yes.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye.